Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, including all of our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. The same way, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us to start the hour off is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
We have got Badgammon Bob on the line, wants to ask you a question. So here we go. Mr. Badgammon Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Captain. Denise, two topics.
Hey.
One, the shortage of workers. Second, State Department poor performance.
Wait a minute, what was
going for you?
What was the second part?
State Department poor performance. Shortage of workers. People are going for useless college degrees. Lack of training in high school for the trades. Instead of going to college, many people should be going into apprenticeship programs. Too many people getting used to extra government money is ruining the workforce. And then number two, State Department poor performance. Not just the man at the top, Blinken, I think that's his name,
yeah,
but also the result of Biden appointments and Obama implants. All right.
All right. Okay. Go ahead, Denise. Take it away.
Well, if you ever listen to anybody like Mike Rowe, what he's really telling you is you do not need to have a college education.
No, you don't.
To have a great job at what is known as blue collar shit. And
correct.
People that are in the blue collar gigs, if you will, are those that are they're kind of silent heroes of the United States. They really keep a lot of the engine well oiled and finely tuned in our economic output. So there's a lot of truth to that. And you know, there was a time back in high school where you would begin to teach certain skills. You know, mechanical, engines, woodworking, those kinds of things. Same thing for the girls. You know, they would learn to do what was known as like home economics, where they could balance checkbooks. They learned how to sew. They learned how to cook. They learned how to, you know, keep a house going. They learned how to do fundamental skills. And we're not teaching those things anymore. We're doing things like critical race theory. And so we've got a generation now that's just kind of lost. You know, when it comes to doing adulting things, we have a current generation that just isn't good at it. As far as the State Department is concerned, it is the most stupid agency now that we really have.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Blinken is way above his pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of a scary thing. And the State Department, think is important to understand, because not only does it deal with foreign policy, but it does with foreign aid, and it has a it has qualifications. So if any government official or corporate official leaves the United States and visits other countries and speaks to their officials, they really have to go through the State Department and say, this is how you represent the United States, and these are the things that we want you to look for. These are the things we don't want you to say, but these are the things we want you to. All that's kind of gone. It's just, it's now it's just kind of a crapshoot. But the State Department also, too, runs essentially USAID, the Millennium Challenge, and all things at the United Nations. And so for Mayor de Blasio to come out a couple days ago and say that President Bolsonaro, President of Brazil, could not come to the United States because he had not been vaccinated is an outrage. Mm-hmm. This is a man that already had the COVID-19.
Yep.
So his protections are actually stronger because he's already had the disease.
Yep.
Than he would be if he was vaccinated.
Yep.
But Bolsonaro came anyway. That would never have been cleared through a normal State Department operations that a mayor could tell a world leader, you can't come into the city. It's an outrage.
Yeah. Now, going back to the blue-collar workers, I will mention a name of a profession where you can start at about $60,000 a year, and if you apply yourself and take all the opportunities to the work that's there, you could make as much as $100,000 the first year, and that's an aviation maintenance tech. And if you can put a model airplane together, or you can put an HO train set together, you could probably be an aviation maintenance tech. So there's something for you right there that I know for sure is going to pay you more than most jobs that require a college degree to start with.
Well, you've got something called journeyman, and you can be a journeyman as an electrician, as a plumber, as those that operate on power lines or, you know, any kind of real infrastructure. And that's what keeps America going.
You bet. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we're going to have our buddy Mike Gallagher take us to break here. Yep, around the corner in the back studio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We will take it away. This portion of the program is brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com, and you folks will have an opportunity to meet the author, the mother and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, of the Tuggy the Patriot Pup series, book series. She's written three great go-to books. She's going to have her books there with a display set up just outside where we're going to be, and you'll be able to meet her. You'll be able to take a look at the books, the whole nine yards, and if you want to make a purchase, you can do that too. She'll be there tomorrow night. She gets there at around 5:30, and she sticks around till the event is over. So looking forward to seeing her, looking forward to talking to her tomorrow morning on the radio. She will be with us in the 5 o'clock hour at 5:30. So there you go, tomorrow morning. And, of course, our event over at the Grand Hyatt is tomorrow night. Starts at 7 p.m. Now, there are no more VIP tickets left, so don't even ask and don't even try. But you can get a general admission ticket, and if you join our loyalty club here, go to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com, you can get a deal where you'll buy one and get one for free by being a loyalty club member. That's all you got to do. It doesn't cost a cent to do it, and you'll be able to take advantage of all the different promotions and giveaways that we have over there, too, as well on my flagship station. So go to theanswertampa.com. Check it out. Now back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And, you know, sad, really sad news. We knew that this was probably going to be the case, but positive identification on the body of Gabby Petito yesterday released. The official death was a homicide, or the cause of death was a homicide. They haven't released any details yet. They say they're going to, but I'm pretty sure this sounds like it's going to be a little gruesome.
Well, we don't know what the cause of death was. They just ruled it a homicide.
Right.
And the reason is that there had to be some kind of evidence there that, you know, there was blunt force trauma, or there was a gunshot wound or something, you know, something to the body that says that she couldn't have done anything to herself.
Yeah.
So,
strangulation,
that's why they're
or something,
calling
yeah.
it a, mm-hmm. that's why they're calling it a homicide. The other thing is that it, they had already notified the parents that it was her prior to the completion of the identification during the autopsy because of her tattoos.
Right.
So, I think what they're doing is, waiting for some other tests to come back, including probably toxicology, which generally takes a little bit longer.
Yep.
To completely come out with what the actual cause of death is. But as far as Brian is concerned, he is not a suspect. He is still only a person of interest.
Yes.
I think once the formal cause of death comes out, that may change. And he probably knows that, that his time is limited based on when the autopsy goes public.
Right.
So he's gotten himself a head start with the help, I would say, of his family.
Right. I think there's no doubt about that one because of the way they're acting, too. By the way, MSNBC's Joy Reid complained about the Gabby Petito media coverage, calling it the missing white woman syndrome. What a moron.
Well, Don Lemon at CNN did the same thing.
Well, there's another one. There's another one. Mm-hmm. The two of them should get together and have a meeting. Jeez. Pathetic.
Well, they did.
Yeah,
pathetic. But they came out with... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, the House passed the debt ceiling increase bill. They passed that last night along party lines, 220 to 211. They tried to add in the Iron Dome thing, and it went down by, what, 3 or 4 votes or something like that. So that's not...
They included it in the bill that took $1 billion away from the Iron Dome funding.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to put it back in a defense spending bill, I see here.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But that was a House Democrat, so when it goes over to the Senate, it's going to fall on the floor.
Right, exactly.
That just tells you that you've got Democrats that are more concerned about their social justice, social, you know, spending than they do about anything else.
Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right. Now, we do know that Texas Governor Abbott signed another new law further restricting abortions in the state, and it was the pill, the abortion pill, that after 7 weeks of being pregnant, you can't give them the pill.
Well, you know, too, that'll certainly be challenged in court. So, I mean... Anything that has to do with any part of abortion law, the Democrats, the special interest lawyers and whatnot are going to challenge it. But it was pretty significant what happened yesterday down in Del Rio when Governor Abbott flew in there and what they were working to do to protect that sector. So you got to give him a hat tip for that. Now, Mayorkas said twice, including in congressional testimony, that these Haitians were going to be flown back. They're going to be deported.
Yeah.
He only deported, I think, about 4 planes, maybe 5 planes.
Yep.
The rest of them, ladies and gentlemen, according to Associated Press and confirmed by Fox News, the rest of them are being released into the United States.
That is correct.
And these Haitians that are at that border did not come from Haiti.
Nope.
They came from South America.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to overtake the bus yesterday, that was taking them into Brownsville to move them back to Mexico overtook the bus and the driver, but Border Patrol was able to find all 60 or 70 or whatever number it was that was on the bus. Mm-hmm. But then when the plane landed in Port-au-Prince, they went after, they revolted on the tarmac and went after Border Patrol there, too. So now we have a new situation where now they've become violent. But they should have gone back to Port-au-Prince, to be honest with you, because these people didn't come from Haiti.
That's correct.
They came from Brazil, Argentina, and Chile.
Yep, and that's what they were mad about. They dumped them off there. Now how do they get back to where they came from?
Right. Yeah. Well, the other thing is that they were making nice livings down there in South America, but they can come up here and they don't have to work, and they can live off the government. That's why they came.
That's right.
So I would say that we need to impeach Mayorkas.
Well, yeah, that's long overdue, and I'm right there with you.
I mean, I don't know if you saw the exchange yesterday between Senator Ron Johnson
and
Mayorkas.
I did, yeah.
That was quite the moment.
Yeah. He says he expected him to have the stats with him, this, that, and the other, and he didn't have them. He says, well, why don't you? And he didn't have an answer. He sat there. He looked like he had to, you talk about deer in the headlights, he looked like he wanted to bury himself under the table.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, he's been put in there for a reason.
He'll take all the attacks. He doesn't care. Mm-hmm. He's protected. Until we insist, like, you know, with General Milley, we insist that these people go.
Yeah. Now, what did you think about Whoopi Goldberg yesterday, who found out that the 1% AOC wants to tax includes a lot of regular people? She says, this is outrageous, and she went after AOC yesterday on TV.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what have these politicians, the Democrat politicians and media, actually gotten right, not only in the last, you know, 7 or 8 months, but I would say in the last 4 years. Look, you had a progressive reporter over at Politico who finally came out yesterday, I didn't actually write about this, and said that everything that had been reported about Joe Biden, that they said wasn't true, was Russian disinformation, is true.
Okay, I will talk to you tonight on the Radio. Have yourself a good one and stay low. All right, that's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, and sign up for her daily sit-rep. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Military and Veterans News Report coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House passed a bill Tuesday evening to fund the federal government through the end of the year and suspend the debt ceiling until next year. The bill, which would avoid a government shutdown on October 1st, was approved with a strictly party-line vote, though the measure appears headed for an uphill battle in the Senate. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said earlier in the day that Senate Republicans would support a continuing resolution that funds disaster relief and assistance for Israel's missile defense system, but that the Democrats would have to address the debt ceiling on their own. And the FBI has confirmed that the body found near Grand Teton National Park over the weekend is that of missing 22-year-old YouTuber Gabby Petito. Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue said Tuesday that the initial determination is that her death was a homicide. Police are currently searching for her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, who was named a person of interest in the case last week, but disappeared himself. Police have been searching for him in a nature reserve in Northport, Florida. This is USA Radio News. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, they have two campuses to serve you. We will tell you where they're at and how you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. But they're going to tell you first about themselves and a little bit about what the National Aviation Academy does. Here they are.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. The first one is here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida. That's right across the bay from Tampa. I'm in Tampa there in Clearwater. Now, the second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So you've got Clearwater, Florida, and Boston, Concord, Massachusetts to make your choice to go and check and see what they're all about. Now, what I suggest you do is call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, either the one here in Clearwater, if it's closer for you, or the one in Concord, Mass., if that's closer for you. Either way, take the tour, talk to the students, talk to the teachers, and talk to the money people and find out what it takes and how to
get everything all taken care of. Now, you veterans, you post 9/11 veterans, you'll have the advantage of being able to have your education paid for you so that you can hit the ground running once you get out of national aviation, away you go. You'll have one leg up. Now, for the people that are pre 9/11 on the GI Bill, it's a question of how long you've been out and whether or not you've used your benefits before as to what will be taken care of by the government. So you have to find out, and they will check that out for you. They'll find out for you. So there you go. But either way, call them at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. And remember, you can check them online, too, by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Well, U.S. troops are still deploying to Iraq, even as the Afghan war ends. Now, in the other country the United States invaded after 9/11, American troops continue to serve combat tours in harm's way. Of course, the soldiers that are there and have been there, combat troops, as well as some troops that are there instructing others. And there's a rotation going on right now with the unit that's there and another unit coming in to take their place. Now, a U.S. strike reportedly killed an al-Qaeda leader in Syria with no indications of civilian casualties, CENTCOM is reporting. CENTCOM says a senior al-Qaeda leader was the target of a counter-terror strike in Syria. That's the only information I have at the moment about it. In addition, the recent Government Accountability Office update, which followed a 2019 report highlighting disparities of who gets investigated and charged in the military justice system, is currently under review. And Press Secretary of the Department of Defense, John Kirby, said the Pentagon has received a request for transportation support from the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol in efforts to help moving non-U.S. citizen migrants from Del Rio, Texas, to other CBP processing facilities. Now, at the airport in Del Rio, there were military aircraft that were on the ground. One of them was a Coast Guard plane, and they were flying people out to an unknown destination. Fox News had the news report about that, and several people got on the plane, by the way, several male individuals that got on the plane got on with handcuffs, which made one wonder why they were handcuffed. So there you go. Now, the other thing is, a general officer will make recommendations about changes to targeting procedures when it comes to the review of the Kabul drone strike, where 10 people, civilians, were killed. They hit the wrong target. And just seconds before the shot was fired by the drone, the CIA told them such, but they didn't get the news to them fast enough to have it acted on, unfortunately. And those 7 kids were killed, and the adults were killed along with them, unfortunately. So it is what it is. A very sad and unfortunate circumstance. And, of course, the relatives of the people that were killed are wondering now what's going to happen next. Because a family member of the 10 Afghans killed in the U.S. drone strike after the civilian vehicle was mistaken for an ISIS-K threat said that the apology from the Pentagon is just not enough. And he's called on U.S. officials to launch a full probe into the incident and to identify those responsible. He wants whoever it was that did that, gave the orders and whatnot, identified. Now, whether or not that will happen, we don't know, but probably won't. Not for a while, anyway. Now, the Pentagon is replacing the defense travel system, saying that the savings in user satisfaction will result because of the fact they're doing that. This was dubbed My Travel, the new system, which will let users book travel and process expense reports online. In addition, a watchdog has found that the defense procurement inherently is susceptible to fraud, and the Pentagon is lagging in the fight against fraud and determining what needs to be changed and what doesn't need to be changed. Of course, that's par for the course. Now, House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith, a Democrat, says that General Mark Milley was just doing his job when he spoke to the Chinese military leaders last year. Yeah, he was doing his job all right. But one has to wonder why the people that were supposed to have been contacted and brought in on the call weren't. So, technically, that means he wasn't doing his job. He went rogue. And we'll get into that with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright at the top of the hour when he comes on. So there you go. And by the way, we will be talking to him in hour number four, the 5 o'clock hour. Now, the House on Monday easily cleared legislation to provide veterans with disabilities tied to their military service who receive compensation payments with an annual cost of living adjustment. So whatever the cost of living adjustment is going to be this year, they will be able to get it. And I've heard a couple different numbers, but I'm not going to say it because I don't want to everybody go, oh, the captain said we're going to get this, this, this. No, I don't know for sure, so I'm not saying. But what I am saying is that whatever the cost of living is, it's never enough because inflation is eating up whatever it is you're getting. All right, coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. TheWatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website, and we'll be back with him, and we're going to have Kathy give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha I'll take it away. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, Moss will be one of the sponsors tomorrow night at the event that we're having here in Tampa. And they'll have not only representation from Moss Acura, but also Moss Nissan, because it's Moss Family Automotive will be in the house with their dealerships. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and it comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And, boy, does that feel good on my bad back when I get to sit in there. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, Moss Acura comes with Moss Care that offers free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll save you another bunch of money. Walk in the door, tell them the captain sent you, and an alarm will go off. Cling, 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 cling. Money, money, money. Save, save, save. Okay? That's all you got to do. And don't forget to check out Moss Nissan. Stop by their table. I'll be spending some time there myself tomorrow night as well. I'll be there. I'll be with Tuggy the Patriot Pup. I'll be with Rebecca Walser, back and forth between the tables. And I'll also be with the Job Creators folks there. I'll just be walking around shaking hands before the event. After the event, I'll be back out there again. In the meantime, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. The big, huge news is the House passing by a strict party line vote, 220 to 211, the debt ceiling increase. Now, I think it's dead on arrival in the Senate.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be close.
They need 10 votes in the Senate.
Yeah, well, as far as to make it not reconciliation, yes. You know, that's the issue right now, is whether or not they're going to have to push this through via reconciliation, which is be a 50-50, and then Kamala Harris makes a deciding vote.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen with this time.
No, that would be the next step after
right.
What we had. Yeah.
Right. And that parliamentarian really threw things in a monkey wrench form.
The budget bill where they
Correct.
Were putting immigration issues and,
yep.
and you know green cards and all sorts of other stuff that had nothing to do with budgetary rules.
Yep.
Basically stuffing the thing, and then the parliamentarian shut it down.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see that. How about you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. A lot of this reconciliation stuff is just nonsense to me anyway. Especially when we're going to be passing entitlements. And major spending initiatives, these are things that need to go through on a 60-person vote in the Senate, in my opinion.
Now, the Dems took $1 billion for the Israeli Iron Dome Iron Dome project out of the budget bill. They say they're going to add it into the defense bill. That's where they're going to put the money back in again.
Yeah, I was reading something about that this morning. I wasn't sure. Where it's going to, again, you take a look at the way that we budget things and spend money. Who knows where money comes through, where credit money comes out. It makes no sense. And I think it's almost by design to some degree to continue to confuse and bewilder us here where all this money ends up going. But several headlines today about the Democrats defunding the Iron Dome. How that money comes back, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the other thing is, a poll came out, and fewer than one-third of the Americans now expect a stronger economy a year from now, with nearly half thinking that it's going to be much worse. What do you think?
Well, I think a lot of Americans are starting to, you know, come to the realization that their buying power is going by the wayside. They're feeling it when it comes to their bills, you know, their grocery bills, their energy bills, you name it. That's something that you're paying on a regular basis. And I think that's something that most certainly hurts confidence overall. I can understand these numbers. I know where they're coming from.
Now, natural gas has fallen to a two-week low on the declining demand right now for such. I'm a little surprised to hear that there's a declining demand, because you would think that natural gas would be a lot cheaper than electricity. Or fuel oil, right?
Well, I mean, you'd think that was the case, you know, but mm-hmm. if you actually do the numbers, sometimes, especially when it comes to heating a home, they come pretty close to evening each other out to some degree. I mean, we're going to see where natural gas ends up moving forward. Again, in my opinion, especially because I know that Europe is really in a tough situation when it comes to energy. In my opinion, we should be getting back on the stick and start producing as much as we possibly can. We are the Saudi Arabia of natural gas.
Now, you know that I pay close attention to oil prices and gasoline prices, and crude oil has dropped again. Crude oil is down to $70.29 West Texas crude. That's dropped $1.68 since yesterday. Brent crude is down to $73.92. It's dropped $1.42. Futures on oil dropped $2 a barrel to $80 a barrel. And the price of gasoline at the refinery is $2.12 per gallon, which has dropped a nickel. And that's significant because maybe, just maybe, the prices of gasoline will drop back down below $3 in my backyard as a result of that.
I don't know. I mean, it's a possibility. I think there's a lot of this reaction has to do with overall fear that the economy is not growing at the rate that they're expecting it to, and also the global economy. You know, it's part of the lockstep reaction that what we've seen over the past week in regards to the Evergrande situation in China as well. All of it is interconnected, and there are fears that there's an economic slowdown, which again would hurt energy prices.
Now, we're hearing that auto chip supplies are going to stabilize, but lower than desired levels. Are you hearing that?
I'm not hearing anytime soon. I think I don't see anything turning around as far as the chip situation within the next several months. So I think it's going to take some time.
Now, do you have an Apple iPhone watch?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Not a watch.
Apple is exploring if the iPhone watch can detect depression.
Yeah, I saw that. They're looking into not just depression, but other types of cognitive decline. It's pretty fascinating stuff. We'll see where this ends up. But eventually, I kind of knew that's where a lot of this Apple technology was going to go, was going to move towards the healthcare sector as well.
I can hear it now. Chris Markowski took the day off because his watch said he was depressed. All right.
That'd be a new excuse, that's for sure.
All right. Well, Walt Disney Productions is having an interesting time. They now have delayed production as the Delta variant spreads with a couple of their movies.
That's interesting. Depends, I guess, where they're filming these movies, I would suppose. At least where I am, for the most part, things are pretty much opened up. You got to show your little Excelsior pass on your phone to get into a myriad of things. But, I suppose in certain areas of the country are still locking down.
Yeah, I guess. At least that's what this sounds like. By the way, according to Dunn, Internal Revenue Code Section 965 and the streamlined procedures are about to make things interesting.
What is that exactly, man? I'm not sure.
I have no idea. I don't know what it is. It's the Internal Revenue Code Section 965 and the new streamlined procedures.
If I knew all the tax code is over 80,000 pages long. If I knew what all those nuances were, boy oh boy, I'd be a smart one. I couldn't tell you what that.
They never make anything easier, even when they change it.
Absolutely not.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. The website. Go over there. Check it out. Take advantage of all the different things that he has to offer. And we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And coming up on deck, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army, retired. I'll be right back.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.